Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. Hope everybody's having a great day. And it is Friday, 8:10. And, of course, we have Zach Berberk from Quality Motors and Independence. Good morning, Zach. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing pretty good. Got Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Excited!
Yeah.
I know a lot of people around here are excited because of the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl. So I think everybody's excited about that. And you already gave us our answer on the poll that we'll talk about a little bit later. But first today, you're wanting to talk about diesel engines, how they're a little bit different than your standard normal cars.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank everybody for listening too. I've been having a lot of customers come in the dealership lately telling me that heard me on the radio. Really kind of brightens my day. So thank you guys for that. But diesels are a little different than gas vehicles. I've kind of touched on the maintenance schedules for those in the past. The first, kind of one of the most important things that I want to talk about on a diesel truck there, or diesel engine anyways, is the fuel filter. Because it's most of the time it has two of them. Some vehicles only have one, but that diesel fuel is so sensitive that if you don't have those filters, there's any contaminants that get in there, those injectors inside there, they're so sensitive that it can hurt one of those.
Wow.
So it's always recommended to keep up with those, make sure, your fuel to your engine's getting clean there. And some vehicles even have two. They'll have one right there in front of the fuel tank and then one up there on the engine side before the fuel actually gets in there. Also, newer diesels out nowadays require what's called DEF, which is diesel exhaust fluid. Older diesels didn't have it, but with all the emissions changes we've had in the past few years, they've kind of had to put these on these vehicles. What that does, it essentially mists a cleaner into the exhaust to lower the emissions, to make it safer for the atmosphere. I recommend to always keep that full, because if you don't, it can actually start to limit you power, kind of only limit you like 30, 40 miles an hour until you get to a dealership and either or fill it up or get to a dealership if you have an issue with it there too. So it's kind of something newer for that as well, but it's also kind of a pain as well to keep
right.
up on that too. And like I was saying, the fuel's a little different. When it gets cold out, kind of like it is now, you probably don't have too many issues now, but when it gets down there into like the teens, maybe single digits, that fuel can do what's called, it can actually gel. That essentially just really turns into a gel there inside the fuel tank. So as you can imagine, that fuel pump won't pick it up, can't pass the fuel filter, so your vehicle probably won't start.
And it probably gums up your gas tank too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But once that it heats back up, it actually turns back into fuel from there too. But there's a good way to prevent that there. I recommend putting what's called an anti-gel. There's an anti-gel additive you can get almost anywhere. We sell the Ford
stuff. And you just pour it straight into the tank,
yep,
correct?
Yep. Okay. You put it in the fuel tank. I recommend every time you fill it up.
Okay.
So whenever that fuel gets down to like a quarter of a tank or under of a quarter of a tank, dump that gel in there, then fill it up with it so it all mixes together. And that really helps out with trying to prevent gelling there.
And the good thing about putting it in first is that you won't accidentally overfill it. Yeah, you don't want to fill your gas tank up, then try to put that stuff in, and it just comes all pouring back out at you.
You probably won't have too much luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. So put it in before you try to do, because at least the gas, when you're trying to fill up gas, it'll know to click off. So instead of spraying back out at you, which would be horrible.
Places you can get DEF, a lot of places now, not really kind of close to here really, but bigger cities and everything, they have actual pumps that have DEF in it, just like your gas pump.
Oh, so it's like mixed in already?
Well, no, it's actually got two separate tanks.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yep. So they don't, the diesel exhaust fluid and diesel fuel should never mix there.
Okay.
If you mix those, you're going to have big problems.
Right.
There usually. But what you do, have two separate tanks. So you'll have like a little blue nozzle and then your big fuel nozzle.
Oh, okay,
right next to it. And they'll have two separate pumps there as well. Touching back on the fuel filters there, I always recommend to change those about every 15,000 miles. Really keeps up on that schedule, making sure you're not going to limit yourself power or anything like that if one of those gets restricted or gummed up there too.
So yeah, it's so be sure to first of all go to Quality Motors to get that looked at. So so you can have those replaced. You said every about around 15,000 miles or so.
Yeah, that's what
and
with
that's pretty much on most cars though, Craig. Would you say a filter needs to be changed around 15,000 miles
on
most cars?
Well, your gas vehicles don't actually have a serviceable fuel filter anymore. They used to back in like the early 2000s and way before that too as well. They all had serviceable fuel filters. Now it's made onto that fuel pump. So you don't actually replace anything unless you have a problem with your fuel pump.
Yeah, and we know how fuel pumps can Man, if those go out, man, you got some issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll sit there and crank all day because they can't get any fuel.
Yeah.
I've been in that situation before.
Oh, man. And, man, the bad thing is, and it doesn't matter where you go to the bathroom, man, those things are not cheap to replace.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah.
So, luckily, that doesn't happen very often. So, that's a good thing.
If you happen to find a cheap one, I'd be a little leery of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they say sometimes, there's some things you can pay cheaper for and be fine with. But there's some things you
kind of just want to bite the bullet on.
Yeah, bite the bullet on because at least you know you're getting good quality.
Exactly.
That's how it was when I got a computer once. I went there. I was like, oh, sweet. This laptop's only $150. You're like, yeah. And my friends are like, and this was back earlier, like in the 2000s and stuff. So when laptops were a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at this. And they're like, yeah, that thing's probably going to fall apart in a couple months, right? I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I'll lay off that for a little bit. So again, lots of great information there about diesel engines, and also want to talk about you were talking about your weekends. You're mm-hmm. open on weekends now on Saturdays.
Yep.
Talking about expanding the hours now a little bit, aren't you?
Not the hours, mm-hmm. just the abilities of what we have to do on
Saturdays. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting there.
And
we're going
discussions.
To the ability to do more maintenance items and everything like that on Saturday, like your brakes and, maybe your coolant flushes or something along those lines. Something that's a little bit, spark plug changes, something that's a little bit easier, but a little bit more than just an oil change or
tire
rotation.
Right.
And again, we have plenty of openings tomorrow. So if you need your oil changed or tire rotated or tire repaired or something along those lines,
there you go. Best time. Yeah, that's right. Get a appointment for tomorrow. Like you said, got plenty of times available. And how can they make appointments there to get all that great stuff done?
There's actually a few different ways there. You can schedule one with us by just stopping by at 2022 West Main in Independence, Kansas. Or you can schedule one online at www.qualitymotors.com. Or you can find us fast in names and numbers.
All right. So be sure to get that done and get your appointment, especially with Super Bowl Sunday coming up. You want to make, especially if you're going to drive around or go out of town, or I don't know, maybe there's some people that are actually driving down to Miami, which, man, you're a little late at this point, but anyway.
You better take off now.
That'd be a good time to get your oil changed up. So anyway, today, our Nickel Hitching Pulse Bowl question today, I'm going to go ahead and ask you about it. Today is, what do you prefer, bone-in or boneless wings?
Really, kind of depends on where you go, but if I have to pick one right now, we'll do bone-out, boneless.
All right, so yeah. Me, I pick boneless myself because it's more meat.
Yeah. And then you don't have anything to contend with either.
Exactly. You're not having to fight, just go.
You don't worry about swallowing some sort of a bone or something.
Unless there's like a rogue bone in there somewhere. But otherwise, it's just, you're not fighting the bone to get the last bit of meat off of it. So, Brandon says they're glorified chicken nuggets. I agree with that.
I can't disagree,
does not mean they're still not delicious.
They're still good.
So, all right. Well, Zach, I thank you very much for coming in today, talking about all that great stuff. And, of course, call up Quality Motors or go to the website, schedule an appointment for tomorrow, plenty of times tomorrow, and they will get that oil change done. They'll get your tire rotations done. And coming up pretty soon, you're going to be doing spark plugs and stuff like that.
Other maintenance items, brakes, and all that good stuff.
Exactly. So you'll be able to get that done on Saturdays. And the Saturday program is working very well. I assume it's been very well received.
Yeah. There's only been a couple Saturdays where it's been a little slow. Everything else has been pretty full up. So it's working out pretty good.
Saturdays also works well for me, too. So I can get over there during the weekend. Well, Zach, thank you very much for coming in today, man. We definitely appreciate it. And you enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend.
Thank you. You too, Kyle. Enjoy your birthday.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some open line for you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.